in the Sierra Room of the Carson City Community Center. May we have the roll call, please?
Chairperson Norville.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Kelly. Member Carter. Member DiLoretto Long. Member Sala.
Present.
Member Thomason. Member Williams. A quorum is not present.
Thank you. A quorum is not present. Just for everyone who may be tuning in at home, we appreciate your presence here with us tonight. I'll just note that we do have three retiring board members. And so we're a little light tonight. Three retiring board members, one in ill health. And so we're just a little bit light tonight, but we appreciate your understanding in that regard. If you would all please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. We will not be able to approve any minutes tonight under item C, Charlie, so we'll continue on. Modification of the agenda. There will be no modification of the agenda tonight. Public comment. Members of the public who wish to comment on agendized or non-agendized items may do so at this time. We would ask the comments be limited to 3 minutes per person or topic. And if your item requires extended discussion, then please request the chairman to calendar the item or calendar the matter for a future Airport Authority meeting. Do we have any members of the public who would wish to address the board on agendized and non-agendized items? Seeing none, we'll move on to consent. There are no items on consent tonight. Item number G, public hearings. Status report from KCXP Investments on the good faith actions to bring their lease into compliance. Discussion, and there will be no action tonight, but discussion. Anyway, Mr. Tom Gonzalez.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Tom Gonzalez, and I'm here to answer any questions that I may, or that I could help to lend any information I can with regards to the entity known as Jet Ranch.
Well, I guess I would defer to counsel, and Steve, let you.
Let me just give some background. We leased property to a KCXP Investments LLC, which is Mr. Gonzalez's business entity. And Mr. Gonzalez built some beautiful hangars on that property. The lease contained a provision saying that it could not be pledged as security for a loan without prior approvals. The lease was pledged for a loan. We contacted Mr. Gonzalez and actually through one of his business managers, Mr. McManus, he indicated that they would proceed in good faith to try and get that taken care of, namely, as they would sell the hangars, they would take steps to pay down the loan so that the loan would go away and the non-compliance item would essentially go away. That was about a year ago, I think, when we talked to him. And so the purpose of having this item back on is we have a commitment to ensure that we are managing our leases correctly. And in that regard, I think we have a commitment to make sure that the tenant, in this case, is proceeding in good faith to remedy that situation so that we can continue to treat it the way we're treating it, which is in good standing. And I have to say, our approach to this has been we want Mr. Gonzalez to succeed with Jet Ranch. You know, that's what we all intended to happen. That's what helps us economically and helps the airport the best. And so we've been encouraging them to proceed and in good faith and try and take care of the problem. We have not taken a disciplinary action or anything else against them by virtue of what is actually a breach of lease terms. So that's the background, and so maybe Mr. Gonzalez can just tell us how's it going in terms of the sales, what stage they're at, or what their plans are.
Sure. Exactly 7 years ago this month, this project was started in September. And we all had, well, I might start off by saying it's a different world today than it was 7 years ago, completely different world. Across our enterprises, the parent company, TGI, owns the Jet Ranch as well as many other enterprises. And it's been a difficult few years over the last few years. I myself personally, and I'm not restricting my responsibility here, I didn't read the lease, but since then I have, and I see where I'm in breach, and I'm very much regretful that I am in breach. As far as the loan, we did get a forbearance agreement, and all of our payments are current. So we're not in any trouble with the financier at this time at all. In the scope of TGI, and its omnibus in scope, we are much better off. We are coming out of these terrible times in a much better position. I'd like to think that we're going to be able to retire this debt a lot sooner than we had originally thought, so we won't be in breach of the agreement with the Airport Authority. I'm sorry that it happened. It was never my intent to ever breach this agreement whatsoever, but in fact, we did. Again, the payments are all current today and have been for quite some time now. So it's not something we just went out and made up. We've been making the payments, and we will continue to make the payments. We have been unable to sell one hangar since all this time, not one. We have several issues. We're not in compliance with what we believe at the time, too, and I'm not saying this is a reason for it at all. I'm a pilot. I am a triple jet-rated pilot. I've flown into Carson City on the approaches that we do have, and it's difficult, because we don't have all the approaches we'd like to have at this point. My reason for bringing that up is it keeps a lot of people who would otherwise be tenants from coming to our location. It's indisputable that we have one of the finest facilities for jets of this size, and even big jets, the maximum that the airport can sustain, but they won't come here yet. And as much as I try and discount the price and do everything I can to motivate them, it's still been tough to get tenants for this property. We will continue, and all my staff, to work as hard as we can, but we've not sold a single one in all these years. I have some people who have offered to make me pay additional monies, even though it cost $14 million to build that facility, and I owe about half of that still on it right now. The rest of it was all my personal money, and the economy changed, as I would have never put a loan on it. But people will say, well, we're not even giving you that much for it. So it's a tough, tough place to be. I am encouraged. Here's the future going forward. Going forward, I don't see any problem with keeping current on my obligations to the lender, none whatsoever. I don't think there's a point where it will ever have a problem again. As a matter of fact, I'd like to retire that debt as soon as possible, completely. I want to just pay it off if I can, as soon as I can, and never get myself or the world in that position again. So that's about all I know to this point. What can I answer for you?
Well, let me just say, Mr. Gonzalez, that the Carson City Airport is grateful indeed for your investment and your trust and confidence in the airport.
Thank you.
And we know that times have been difficult, you know, for many people, many businesses, you know, have suffered over the last several years. And so we completely understand. We're grateful that the loan is current, just like you. We, you know, regret the situation with the lease, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And we're grateful that things are in good standing, but primarily we're grateful that we have Jet Ranch at the airport. And I'd like you to know, and all of our viewing audience and those who are in attendance with us tonight, that we have just been doing all that we can to improve the infrastructure at the airport. Between now and November, a straight-in approach to runway 27 will be fielded by the FAA.
Wonderful.
And we're anticipating that via a waiver, that approach will include Category C minimums, which will be landing speeds between 121 and 140 knots.
Big improvement. It changes the world.
And we're very confident and absolutely certain that as soon as our Aegis vertical survey is completed, which it will be over the next few months, that the category C minimums and a lifting of night restrictions will be perfunctory. So that's a big plus for us.
For everyone.
Have a straight-in approach that, you know, larger airplanes, you know, can use that include category C aircraft. The other thing is, and as everyone knows, we have a very large investment in a new automated weather observing system. And Tim, you might be able to let us know how close we are to getting a terminal area forecast, which is very important, you know, for larger operators, corporate flight departments, fractionals, charter companies, and that sort of thing. How close do you think we are?
I received an email, actually a phone call from John Mittelstadt at the National Weather Service Reno, and he said that basically they jumped through a couple of the hurdles, and we are going to get approved for it. It's just when. And right now he said we should know something firm by the end of September.
That's great news.
So that's those two things begin to really round out the infrastructure, you know, at the airport, along with the new runway, the north side taxiway, and the new south side taxiway. And then beginning next year, we're going to replace half of the main apron. And then the year following, we're going to replace the other half. Then the year following that, the entire north apron at El Arrow will be replaced as well. And we have plans to do something with the terminal building as well, to actually want to see that building go away, build a structure with greatly improved aesthetics and usability and attractiveness to the flying public. And then finally, we also have plans for future capital investments and replacing all of the fencing around the airport, where the at a point to the east, the chain link stops, and we've got barbed wire. We're going to make all of that chain link. We're going to replace all of the gates. So it's all coming. I think, if anything, Jet Ranch was ahead of its time.
A little bit.
Ahead of its time. And we just didn't foresee the economic circumstances that we have been struggling in, you know, for the last several years. So
none of us did. None of us did.
So, you know, we're all doing our best, and, you know, we commend you for doing your best, and Jet Ranch is the crown jewel of the airport, and I know that it's going to go at some point, particularly as soon as we get this approach established here in the next few months, and the terminal area forecast, and then along with the new fencing and gates, that's going to make a big difference, and hopefully will be complementary, you know, to your investment as time goes on.
Well, let me just say I'm very grateful to be working with the City of Carson City and the Airport Authority. This, I remember back in the 70s being what we call the terminal building. I remember the wonderful era of flight that happened during that time, the 70s and 80s here. And my heart's always been with Carson City. It's why I wanted to build Jet Ranch. It's a very big deal to me personally. It wasn't just an investment.
Wow.
But I thank everybody here in Carson City to allow me to have some forgiveness of my indiscretion. I'm sorry.
Well, we really appreciate it. And I might just note, you know, for those who are tuning in tonight, that Mr. Gonzalez has helped us out in numerous other ways on the airport as well, with the acquisition of property that was critical to our expansion and realignment of the runway. And so we're sort of in each other's pocket, Tom, and we really appreciate, you know, your straightforwardness, willing to work with us, and we're going to be there to work with you, I assure you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public that would like to comment on this agenda item or address the board? Seeing none, agenda item number two, we are going to table until next month. We should have two new appointees to the board, with the third one to follow, hopefully, shortly thereafter. So I'd just like to address that when we have a full complement of board members. Airport engineers report.
Yeah, four items. We received a grant offer to perform the environmental assessment for the North Apron and we're currently underway with that.
The survey is completed, which it will be over the next few months, the category C minimums and a lifting of night restrictions will be perfunctory. So that's a big plus for us.
For everyone.
Have a straight-in approach that, you know, larger airplanes, you know, can use that include category C aircraft. The other thing is, and as everyone knows, we have a very large investment in a new automated weather observing system. And Tim, you might be able to let us know how close we are to getting a terminal area forecast, which is very important, you know, for larger operators, corporate flight departments, fractionals, charter companies, and that sort of thing. How close do you think we are?
I received an email, actually a phone call from John Mittelstadt at the National Weather Service Reno, and he said that basically they jumped through a couple of the hurdles, and we are going to get approved for it. It's just when. And right now he said we should know something firm by the end of September.
That's great news.
So that's those two things begin to really round out the infrastructure, you know, at the airport, along with the new runway, the north side taxiway and the new south side taxiway. And then beginning next year, we're going to replace half of the main apron. And then the year following, we're going to replace the other half. Then the year following that, the entire north apron at El Arrow will be replaced as well. And we have plans to do something with the terminal building as well, to actually want to see that building go away, build a structure with greatly improved aesthetics and usability and attractiveness to the flying public. And then finally, we also have plans for future capital investments and replacing all of the fencing around the airport where the at a point to the east, the chain link stops, and we've got barbed wire. We're going to make all of that chain link. We're going to replace all of the gates. So it's all coming. I think, if anything, Jet Ranch was ahead of its time.
A little bit.
Ahead of its time. And we just didn't foresee the economic circumstances that we have been struggling in, you know, for the last several years. So
none of us did. None of us did.
So, we're, you know, we're all doing our best, and, you know, we commend you for doing your best, and Jet Ranch is the crown jewel of the airport, and I know that it's going to go at some point, particularly as soon as we get this approach established here in the next few months and the terminal area forecast. And then along with the new fencing and gates, that's going to make a big difference and hopefully will be complementary, you know, to your investment as time goes on.
Well, let me just say I'm very grateful to be working with the City of Carson City and the Airport Authority. This, I remember back in the 70s being what we call the terminal building. I remember the wonderful era of flight that happened during that time, the 70s and 80s here. And my heart's always been with Carson City. It's why I wanted to build Jet Ranch. It's a very big deal to me personally. It wasn't just an investment.
Wow.
But I thank everybody here in Carson City to allow me to have some forgiveness of my indiscretion. I'm sorry.
Well, we really appreciate it. And I might just note, you know, for those who are tuning in tonight, that Mr. Gonzalez has helped us out in numerous other ways on the airport. As well, with the acquisition of property that was critical to our expansion and realignment of the runway. And so we're sort of in each other's pocket, Tom, and we really appreciate, you know, your straightforwardness, willing to work with us, and we're going to be there to work with you, I assure you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public that would like to comment on this agenda item or address the board? Seeing none, agenda item number two, we are going to table until next month. We should have two new appointees to the board, with the third one to follow, hopefully, shortly thereafter. So I'd just like to address that when we have a full complement of board members. Airport engineers report.
Yeah, four items. We received a grant offer to perform the environmental assessment for the North Apron. and we're currently underway with that. We also received a grant to do the design of the main apron, and we're underway with that. We received...
Let me just stop you right there. One of the reasons, everyone, that this grant to proceed with the design, environmental assessments, and that sort of thing is so critical, because once we get that done, should the FAA come upon some money and feel like offering that to us, we're going to be ready to go. Whereas if we were lacking in the design criteria, if we were lacking in any environmental assessments that might be required, even though the money was available, we might not be able to access it. Is that correct, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah. But this is programmed by the FAA to be the first phase to be reconstructed next summer. I mean, like I said, it's programmed. It's not in the bank yet. We also received a grant to slurry seal and stripe taxiway Bravo and Charlie. We'll be having a pre-construction meeting next Tuesday and anticipate that work to begin either the first or second week of October. And it won't last long. It's only about a three-week project.
And then, of course, Tom, those are the taxiways on the north side and the east side of the Jet Ranch property. So, good news. We're going to be starting on that real soon.
Yeah. And then, of course, the AGES survey. We're underway with that. They are going to fly the approaches sometime this week or early next week. And then what they'll do with that is they create 3D models, submit that to the FAA to make sure that they're okay with the elevations that are derived from the 3D modeling. And then they should be able to get this thing done by the end of the year.
And even though the FAA was unable to fund this, we considered of such importance that we're going to fund it ourselves. I think is it $75,000? Was that the
amount? That's correct. Anyway, that's all I've got. If you've got any questions.
Okay, seeing none, airport manager's report.
Okay, I've only got four items, one of which we talked about was the AWAS and the weather system. But the AWAS has, the weather sensor has been removed for maintenance. We don't know when they're going to be back to reinstall it. It's basically the sensor that measures precipitation.
The present weather function of the AWAS?
That's correct. They couldn't do it while it was on the stand, but we found that the problem was temperature. Whenever the outside temperature would reach approximately 85 degrees or more, then it would revert to light rain. And so they removed it, and we have not heard as of today what progress they're getting in replacing that. Over about a year ago, we started a program to do something about the gate cards. We've deleted a lot of cards, replaced a lot of cards, and I created a database, which for the most part today is current. We found that we still had about 130 excess cards that we could not account for, so we deleted those. We expect 20% of those card numbers to come back to be reprogrammed, and our database will be updated as that comes along. So we've really got a good grasp on that and should have that by the end of the year. We'll know who has gate cards.
Someday we'll be able to afford a system that we can program from your office computer.
And, yeah. Yeah. But right now we've got approximately 700 cards, where a year ago we were maxed out. We didn't know who had cards, where they were at, so we've got a good handle on it now, and we'll have that completely secure by the end of the
Your capacity year. Is about 1,000 cards, right?
That's correct. Okay. On the rock removal, Cinder Light has removed 6,978 tons of rock through August, paying the airport $10,607 to date. Cinderlite has removed 20,639 tons.
We also received a grant to do the design of the main apron, and we're underway with that. We received...
Let me just stop you right there. One of the reasons, everyone, that this grant to proceed with the design, environmental assessments, and that sort of thing is so critical, because once we get that done, should the FAA come upon some money and feel like offering that to us, we're going to be ready to go. Whereas if we were lacking in the design criteria, if we were lacking in any environmental assessments that might be required, even though the money was available, we might not be able to access it. Is that correct, Jim?
Yeah. But this is programmed by the FAA to be the first phase to be reconstructed next summer. Like I said, it's programmed. It's not in the bank yet. We also received a grant to slurry seal and stripe Taxiway Bravo and Charlie. We'll be having a pre-construction meeting next Tuesday and anticipate that work to begin either the first or second week of October. And it won't last long. It's only about a three-week project.
And then, of course, Tom, those are the taxiways on the north side and the east side of the Jet Ranch property. So, good news. We're going to be starting on that real soon.
Yeah. And then, of course, the AGES survey. We're underway with that. They are going to fly the approaches sometime this week or early next week. And then what they'll do with that is they create 3D models, submit that to the FAA to make sure that they're okay with the elevations that are derived from the 3D modeling. And then they should be able to get this thing done by the end of the year.
Even though the FAA was unable to fund this, we considered of such importance that we're going to fund it ourselves. I think is it $75,000? Was that the
amount? That's correct. Okay. Anyway, that's all I've got. If you've got any questions.
Okay, seeing none, airport manager's report.
Okay, I've only got... four items, one of which we talked about was the AWAS and the weather system. But the AWAS has, the weather sensor has been removed for maintenance. We don't know when they're going to be back to reinstall it. It's basically the sensor that measures precipitation.
This is the present weather function of the AWAS?
That's correct. They couldn't do it while it was on the stand, but we found that the problem was temperature. Whenever the outside temperature would reach approximately 85 degrees or more, then it would revert to light rain. And so they removed it, and we have not heard as of today what progress they're getting in replacing that. Over about a year ago, we started a program to do something about the gate cards. We've deleted a lot of cards, replaced a lot of cards, and I created a database, which for the most part today is current. We found that we still had about 130 excess cards that we could not account for, so we deleted those. We expect 20% of those card numbers to come back to be reprogrammed, and our database will be updated as that comes along. So we've really got a good grasp on that and should have that by the end of the year. We'll know who has gate cards.
Someday we'll be able to afford a system that we can program from your office computer.
Yeah. But right now we've got approximately 700 cards, where a year ago we were maxed out. We didn't know who had cards, where they were at, so we've got a good handle on it now, and we'll have that completely secure by the end of the year.
Your capacity is about 1,000 cards, right?
That's correct. Okay. On the rock removal, Cinderlite has removed 6,978 tons of rock through August, paying the airport $10,607. To date, Cinderlite has removed 20,639 tons for a total of $31,371, which we received from them. So they're doing a great job down there, really cleaning it up, bringing in dirt. It's really, they really have done a great job for the airport. And this is mostly a joke here, but after meeting with Abel Tapia with the San Francisco ADO today, we found, of course, we knew this going in, that we would have to file for electronic invoicing, called e-invoicing with the FAA.
Well, just to point, the ADO being the airport, FAA Airports District Office that manages our funding.
That's correct. The end of last month, I got together with, by phone, with Pat Mandap with the Airport District's office in Brisbane, and she was waiting patiently for the training material in order so that she could train me to get into this e-invoicing system. She has not received, as of today, she has not received any training material. Nobody knows what's going on. Nancy Paulson with the City Finance Department, she's received emails to expect training. She's not received anything. So we're waiting patiently to do this e-invoicing. The problem is, in order to submit our outlays for drawdown, we have to be in the e-invoicing system. Because we have the new grant offers, they fall under the e-invoicing system that they mitigated or derived. The ECHO system is only in place for existing grants, things that are actually being worked now. We do not qualify for the ECHO system any longer because of the new grant offers. And as a result, we cannot draw down any funds until I get the training, Nancy gets the training, and we know how to operate the system. We have a lot of money out right now with Atkins for the design of the main apron, and we can't touch it. So,
will this affect Bravo and Charlie?
Yes, until the FAA can get their system, the e-invoicing system in place, get our training done, we cannot make any drawdowns until that is complete. And that also coincides with an email I received, and Steve sent me a backup email regarding the e-NOTAM system. This morning I went in to register. The site is under construction. So we are waiting on the government. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Legal counsel's report.
I don't have anything for tonight.
Treasurer's report. The treasurer is not here tonight. In fact, she had indicated a desire to get a hold of you during the week, next week, and to go over that. I assured her that you'd be able to accommodate that.
Yeah, I sent Teresa an email
okay.
Telling her that almost any day next week is good. We have an NDOT airport inspection on Tuesday. I don't know how long that'll take, so that will be one day that we won't be able to meet.
Report from authority members. Nothing. Public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the airport authority may speak on items discussed on the agenda related to the airport. Comments are limited to 3 minutes once again, and if your item requires extended discussion, please request the chairman to calendar the matter for a future airport authority meeting. Any public comment at this point? Seeing none, agenda items for our next regular meeting. I just want to carry over item number two. Okay, and other than that, I don't have any, right? No. Action on adjournment. I guess we would stand in need of a motion.
Actually,
okay, I got it.
For a total of $31,371, which we received from them. So they're doing a great job down there, really cleaning it up, bringing in dirt. They really have done a great job for the airport. And this is mostly a joke here, but after meeting with Abel Tapia with the San Francisco ADO today, we found, of course, we knew this going in, that we would have to file for electronic invoicing, called e-invoicing with the FAA.
Well, just to point, the ADO being the airport, FAA Airports District Office that manages our funding.
That's correct. The end of last month, I got together with, by phone, with Pat Mandap with the Airport District's office in Brisbane. And she was waiting patiently for the training material in order so that she could train me to get into this e-invoicing system. She has not received, as of today, she has not received any training material. Nobody knows what's going on. Nancy Paulson with the City Finance Department, she's received emails to expect training. She's not received anything. So we're waiting patiently to do this e-invoicing. The problem is, in order to submit our outlays for drawdown, we have to be in the e-invoicing system. Because we have the new grant offers, they fall under the e-invoicing system that they mitigated or derived. The ECHO system is only in place for existing grants, things that are actually being worked now. We do not qualify for the ECHO system any longer, because of the new grant offers. And as a result, we cannot draw down any funds until I get the training, Nancy gets the training, and we know how to operate the system. We have a lot of money out right now with Atkins for the design of the main apron, and we can't touch it. So,
will this affect Bravo and Charlie?
Yes, until we can get until the FAA can get their system, the e-invoicing system in place, get our training done, we cannot make any drawdowns until that is complete. And that also coincides with an email I received, and Steve sent me a backup email regarding the e-NOTAM system. This morning I went in to register. The site is under construction. So we are waiting on the government. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Legal counsel's report.
I don't have anything for tonight.
Treasurer's report. The treasurer is not here tonight. In fact, she had indicated a desire to get a hold of you during the week, next week, and to go over that. I assured her that you'd be able to accommodate that.
Yeah, I sent Teresa an email
okay,
telling her that almost any day next week is good. We have an NDOT airport inspection on Tuesday. I don't know how long that'll take, so that will be one day that we won't be able to meet.
Report from authority members. Nothing. Public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the airport authority may speak on items discussed on the agenda related to the airport. Comments are limited to 3 minutes once again, and if your item requires extended discussion, please request the chairman to calendar the matter for a future airport authority meeting. Any public comment at this point? Seeing none, agenda items for our next regular meeting. I just want to carry over item number two. Okay, and other than that, I don't have any, right? Action on adjournment. I guess we would stand in need of a motion.
Can't take one.
Oh, actually, okay, I got it. No quorum. Okay.
We're done.
So I think we're done. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you being here. We should have a fuller compliment.